This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The nation pays homage to Iron Man Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary today. The day is also celebrated as Rashtriya Ekta Divas or National Unity Day, highlighting the monumental role Sardar Patel played in uniting India after independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations at Ekta Nagar in Gujarat. He is witnessing Ekta Divas parade. The parade includes contingents from BSF, CRPF, CISF, ITBP and SSB, along with various state police forces. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel on his 150th birth anniversary at his statue in Patel Chowk, New Delhi this morning. She also extended her heartfelt greetings to the citizens of the country on the occasion of National Unity Day. The president described Sardar Patel as a great patriot, visionary leader and nation builder who accomplished the historic task of unifying the nation through his unwavering resolve, indomitable courage and adept leadership. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Sardar Patel's dedication and spirit of national service continue to inspire all Indians. She called upon citizens to come together and reaffirm their resolve to build a strong, harmonious and prosperous India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena also paid floral tributes to Sardar Patel at his statue. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Sardar Sahab strengthened the nation's unity and security by unifying the princely states. He said Sardar Patel led the country towards self-employment and self-reliance by connecting farmers, the backward and the deprived through cooperatives. Home Minister Amit Shah also flagged off the Run for Unity from Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in Delhi on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas. Mr. Shah said, every year on 31st of October since 2014, the government is organizing the Run for Unity event in respect for Sardar Patel. The Union Home Minister said that after India's independence, the British decided to leave the country divided into 562 princely states. He said within a short span of time, Sardar Patel accomplished the monumental task of integrating all 562 princely states, and the map of modern India that the world sees today is a result of his vision and efforts. Mr. Shah added that by unifying Kashmir with India, by abrogating Article 370, Prime Minister Narendra Modi fulfilled the resolve of Sardar Patel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Aryan Summit 2025 at Rohini in New Delhi this afternoon. The program forms a key part of the Gyan Jyoti Festival commemorating the 200th birth anniversary of Maharishi Dayanand Saraswati and 150 years of Arya Samaj's service to society. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The summit will bring together representatives from Arya Samaj units across India and abroad, reflecting the universal relevance of Maharishi Dayanand's reformist ideals and the organization's global outreach. The centre has said that curriculum on artificial intelligence will be introduced in all schools from class 3 onwards. The Ministry of Education has said that this initiative marks a nascent yet significant step towards the ethical use of AI to solve complex challenges, as the technology will be organically embedded from the foundational stage beginning in grade 3. It said that artificial intelligence and computational thinking will reinforce the concept of learning, thinking and teaching will gradually expand towards the area of AI for public good. The National Democratic Alliance will release its manifesto for Bihar Assembly elections in Patna today. BJP National President Jagat Pratash Nadda, along with senior leaders of all five constituent parties, will jointly release the manifesto at 9:30 a.m. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup, India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 339 runs, India overhauled the target with 5 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.